Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and yesterday we began Simen Tov Ches, and we did the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. It was a long Sif Aleph, and now we're up to the Ramah. The Ramah begins with the Haggah, the very last word of Resh Ayin Beis, or Ayin Resh Beis, Omud Beis. And yesterday we learned in the Mechaber that if a person makes his Tchum, he sets up the two meals outside of the city, within the 2,000 amos of the city. However, it is not within 2,000 amos physically of his house, so the Mechaber brought down a more machmer opinion, and this is that the person is not going to get the entire city as dalet amos unless the entire city is swallowed up in the 2,000 amos from his new makom shvisa, from the place where the two meals are, from his erev tchumim. And therefore, if, for example, it doesn't swallow up the whole city, then he only gets until that point where his 2,000 amos end. He doesn't get an inch more, and we don't view the city as being dalet amos. Now we bring down the more lenient opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor. The Yesh Omrim, however, he brings down this opinion of the Yesh Omrim, Dafilu kolso midoso b'yem tzair. Even if the 2,000 amos from your new makom shvisa ends up plop in the middle of the city that you're in, Mahalech b'chol ha'ir kula, you get to still walk within your tchum the rest of the entire city. However, avo lo chutzla, but not even one amma beyond that, because you've already used up your 2,000 amma, we just give you the rest of the city as dalet amos, but you can't go even one amma beyond that. And the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Sfira Lehu, the Ramah holds, the Av Sheheniach Eruvo Rochok Alpaimi Beis Oshabir, even though the Erev is more than 2,000 amas physically from his house, it's within the Tchum of the city, that's why he's able to get to this Erev, this Mokum Shvisa, but it's more than 2,000 amas from his house, nevertheless, Hoil Velon Bisol Chayir, since he stayed that night, his Mokum Shvisa was where he put the two Sudas, that we put the Erev Tchumim, but he went back before Shabbos to his house, and he's lon b'sol chayir, he's physically within that city, so even in this situation, nechsheves kol ha'ir ki arba amos, we view the entire city for him as arba amos, in regards, li'inyin, shemuta l'halka b'kula, that he should be able to walk within the entire city. And certainly, v'kol shekein lachzor l'beitzo, and certainly, he would be allowed to go and return to his house, even if that house is beyond the 2,000 amah. However, avo li'inyin midas ha'tchum, but in regards to his tchum, even according to this makel opinion of the Ramah, gam le'azu chashvinon ir b'midas alpayim kiven shekolso midoso b'chatzio ir. In this situation, we still view the end of his tchum plop in the middle of the city where it is. So while he can walk the rest of the city, dalet amos, lochein also lahalechutz loklum, he can't go even one iota, one amma beyond the city. While the city is dalet amos, he's used up his 2,000 amos already. These are the last dalet amos of his 2,000 amos, and therefore he can't go even one amma beyond that point. Dirsha footnote number 8 defines where we consider the end of the city. So a karpaf, an open area beyond the city, that is considered over here, not included as part of the city, and he can't walk that. And therefore he wouldn't be allowed to enter into the karpaf if his 2,000 amos ended in the middle of the city. While he can walk the rest of the city, he can't walk into the karpaf. However, the squaring off of the city that we discussed in earlier simonim in terms of the tchum of the city, so then any part of the ribua, or any huts or houses that are next to the year, they are considered part of the city, and he would be able to walk as part of the dalet amos of the city in those areas as well. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he writes, V'chol zeh ba'ir shalonba. This is true only if he stayed in that city. Avolim lonba makom shvisa, so v'chol amidas alpayim shalo b'yemtzir. But if he stayed where his makom shvisa was, and his 2,000 amas ended in the middle of the city, in that situation, or, o shalon b'ir zo, v'yigi amidas v'chatzir acheretz, or he was in this city, and now the tchum goes into another city, so then, ein lo lahalich ela ad makom shekol amidaso l'kuliyama. Then, he doesn't get the rest of his city or the other city in these two scenarios. He would not get each of those cities to be considered like dalet amos, but wherever the 2,000 amos will physically stop, that's where he'd have to stop. However, the Mishneh Berurah does point out, ba'ide zrika, via throwing something, mutul etalta b'chol ir. He could theoretically throw something, if there's a mechitza over here that makes it into Rishus HaYochid, he could throw from the area where he is to the area where he can't go, b'chol ir, within the rest of the confines of the city, in Moshe Rishus HaYochid, because it's surrounded by mechitzas in Rishus HaYochid. However, we've explained previously, Chumvura Le'el Simen Tov Gimel Ayin Sham, the Achronim over there explained that this is only talking about where the item that he's throwing has the ability to go beyond his tchum. The item, for example, belongs to a person in the city. So he's throwing them a ball. And this ball over here, he tosses to the kids that are playing. It's their ball. So therefore, it rolled out to him. He picks it up and is allowed to throw it to them, even though it's going beyond his tchum. But the ball's tchum, it's within the tchum of the ball. There's no problem in him throwing it because the ball is allowed to go there, and there's no problem with carrying because it's an enclosed area on Shabbos, as mechitzas around the Sushas Yochid, or we're talking about on Yontif, and there's no problem with carrying. How do we pass it over here? So the Ramah concludes, V'yesh lohakil. He brings down from the Tur, that goes by Monios. He brings down even the Smak in Rashi, that one can take this lenient opinion of the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Beis says, V'chein kosu abach u'shari achronim. This is also the psak of the achronim of the Bach and other achronim. And the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Sharetzi and Oshud Beis that only the Elyar Rabbah seems to disagree over here. He's machmir like the opinion of the Mechaber, which he says is the das of Rov HaPoskim. In any event, the Ramah continues and he writes, Vim kol so midoso besofa ir. If this 2,000 amah ends literally at the edge of the city, then avogav da dain ibul of neir, even though there is an extension beyond the city limits over here, which normally would be of benefit to the people in the city that they can walk that's considered still within their tchum. So in this situation, we don't view it lahachmer to say, no, his 2,000 amas didn't end within the city because there's still this ibur, this expansion beyond the city. But we go over here, lakula, and we say, kola ir ki arba amos, since the 2,000 amas enveloped the entire city, so then everybody agrees that this city is now viewed as only dalet amos. The lo amrinan, ibur shelo ir ka ir lahachmir. We don't say that the ibur, the expansion of the city, is considered over here like the city lechumra. We only consider it like the Eber of the city, like the city, Lakula, in that you're allowed to go and still count that within your Tchum of Dalet Amos over here of the city and not extending into your 2,000 Amos. And that's brought down by the Magid Mishnah, Hilchos Shabbos and the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, wrote Shlomar, the name of the Havi Kechol Midos B'Yam Tzair. You might have thought to say that this means, since the 2,000 Amos ended before the expansion, by the end of the city, but before the expansion, you might have said that that's still considered like it's not totally enveloping the city. Mishum Dadayin Yesh Ibul of Ne'ir, because you still have the expansion. The Lo Amrin and Ibish Alir Ki'ir El Lahokyel. But we don't say that because we only hold that the Ibur of the city can help you, Lahokyel, to be counted as part of the Erev of that city, of the Tchum of that city. Amidas a Tchum of Elo Hachmer. So it can only help you, but it can't hurt you. But we wouldn't count the Ibor of the city as part of the Dalet Amos, unless the 2,000 Amos enveloped the entire Ibor of the city. Then Pasha, the next Shavakol Ki Arba Amos. Then certainly we would count the Ibor as part of the city, and the whole city is swallowed up in the 2,000 Amos, so then the entire city counts with the Ibor as part of Dalet Amos. And you only count the rest of the Tchum of the 2,000 Amos beyond the Ibur of the city in this case. The Ramah continues and he writes, Komokum sheniach erev tchumim v'yeshlo alpayim l'chol ruach. Wherever the person has his erev tchumim over here, so he has 2,000 amas in every direction. However, also lo lelech l'tsofon uledorom, when he's going in a horizontal direction, for example, in the east-west plane. So then he has in that area 2,000 amas from his focal point to the east, 2,000 from his focal point to the west. Now, what about north and south? So if he's going in the north and south direction, so he only has the direction to go north and south that is from his focal point. Neged rochav amokum shekona bo shvisa. The Dalet Amos, that is his Shvisa, he gets to go 2,000 Amos to the east from that, 2,000 Amos to the west from that, and due north 2,000 Amos, due south 2,000 Amos from those four Amos. So his north strip is 2,000 Amos by four Amos. His south strip is 2,000 Amos by four Amos. In other words, it's only, as the Ramah wrote, Rak neged rochav hamokum shekana bo shvisa. This direction of north and south is only a up and down from the four amos that he has. Now, it doesn't mean that he just has that single strip of four amos. As we'll see, you then do a rivua. You though square that area off. So you go due east, due west, due north, due south, and then you make a square around that area, and you gain the corners like we spoke about previously. But you only go up north from the four amos of Ishvisa, and then you'll square it off to gain the corners. And therefore the Ramah says, Vim eino rak arbamos, if his mokum shvisa was in the field, let's say, and it's only his dalet amos, kigon, she'eino erev b'rishus hayachid, he's not in an enclosed area, he's out in the field. So therefore, osu lo lelech l'chol ruach apayim, he's not allowed to go beyond the 2,000 amos, direct east, direct west, due north, and due south, except for that 2,000 amos from the four amos strip that he has, But he says, Ruach alpayim rak berochav arba amosav im zaviyoseya. This is critical over here. This im zaviyoseya expands it tremendously. It means that when he has his right angles going out north and south and east and west, he then squares that entire area off and he gains the corners. And this is what we learned, Ukide'el in Simon Shin Sadi Ches Sif Beis, is what the Ramah tells us. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskul, Ukide'el Simon Shin Sadi Ches Sif Beis, he says it's a printer's error, Toh Sofer, and it should say, Tzorich Lomar Simon Shin Sadi Tes Sif Yud. And that really describes what I just told you now about the squaring off process, Ayin Sham, for the details that we've discussed in great detail previously. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here at Sivkot Yudalit, he explains further, V'u'adin l'chorach, you get this 2,000 amas directly due north, south, east, and west in every direction, and umishum maskonos ha'dvarav shebesof ha'gah, he's kirt sof ha'medorim, and because he's going to later on say east and west, so therefore he mentions over here north and south. Sivkot Tetzvav, neged rochav ha'mokom, what does that mean? Rotsu lomar, imhoya b'bayis obir, if he's in a city or in his house, so then, Avshi Yosef Gedol, it's much more than four amos. So then you stretch north and south across the entire house, across the entire city. So his northern point could be not four amos going north 2,000 amos. It could be 100 amos then going north from that entire 100 amma area 2,000 amos. And then you'd still square it off. Like he'll have a square over here. The mashikos of Ramah im zaviyosein. That which Ramah said with the corners. Gam that goes in every scenario, not just when it's dalet amos, but even if it's 100 amma wide, it's a house, or it's 1,000 amma wide, it's a city. But he doesn't get one amma beyond that to stretch his northern or southern border. I know this may be a little bit confusing to say that without having a diagram in front of you, but I hope I'm making myself clear. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezayin explains that where would you have this? Out in the field, for example, where it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Rotsu Lomar, Eloheniach Eruv HaBasod, that the person's out in the field. Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'hainu etzem rochav tuchu moshotofes b'chol tzad alpayim amma negin mekom shvisa sa'odem shu'ar b'amosom. Person is considered to have four amos of shvisa over here, and then you go in every direction 2,000 amma from where he is. Ochein, therefore, kivar mevor le'el b'simin shin sadi tes if you're here, the Mishnah Berurah corrects what we had already brought down in the Bir Halacha, the mistake that's in the printing error in the Ramah over here. It's not shin sadi chesif beis, it should be simin shin sadi tes if you're what we said over there, shimim malin hakronos, you gain the corners over here, kol keren b'tabla mirubas shoshnei alofim. You make each corner over here by going out 2,000 to the left, 2,000 to the right, 2,000 up and 2,000 down, and then you square that off. V'zeh mashikos v'ramah im zaviyosein. As we've pointed out now several times, and we learned previously, that's what it means over here to gain the corners. Nimtza, therefore, it turns out, shemidas tchumo achar milu yakronos mikol tzad nasa ketavla mirubas shel arba alofim amma im arba amos. Each side, therefore, is going to be 4,000 amma over here, plus 4 amos. Al arba alofim amma, against 4,000 amma, the arba amos, plus 4 amma. That's the horizontal and the vertical axis of the area that you're going to square off. And you can then go and square this off, and you can go and walk in every area within this square. And this square will be 4,000 by 4,000 plus 4 each way, 4,004 by 4,004. However, the Ramah says, Im ha'isa mekom shvisasu gedola. But if you weren't just your dalet amos, you're in a house, so the house is 100 amma, or you're in a city, and that's 1,000 amma. If the city has 1,000 amma length and width, so then then you gain that extra 1,000, and now you're square after you add on your 2,000 amma to each north, south, east, and west direction, plus the 1,000 of the city is now going to be a 5,000 amma by 5,000 amma square, instead of 4,004 by 4,004, instead of your four amos, you now have 1,000, so it's going to be a square of 5,000 by 5,000. And that's what the Ramah says. Yemidas tuchumo tavlo shechamish alofim al chamish alofim. And the chayin kol ki agavne. If the city was 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma as the square of the city, so then it would be 6,000 by 6,000. If the city was 500 amma, then it would be 4,500 amma by 4,500 amma, and etc. in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Baruch of Arba Amosov. So the Chofetz Chaim writes that it's poshut, that this is the way that we paskin over here, even though he brings down that there is one opinion, which is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonason, that seems to suggest otherwise. And while the Elyar Rabba does bring this down in the name of the Radvaz, he says, nevertheless, all of the poskim disagree with that, and there is a Tzorich Ian over here on the Radvaz, and concludes at the end, the Das Radvaz Bemes Tzorich Ian, Layashe Svaroso Heitev, Vuhu Das Yachidot. In any event, this Radvaz is a Das Yachid, it's not clear that we understand him properly, and therefore the Halach is, as we just said, over here in the Ramah. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, we call Marko. However, Im Kol Sohamida Sofoir, if your 2,000 amos ends at the end of the city, v'chulo ki arba amosav, and therefore you've swallowed up the entire city as dalet amos, mutar lelech kol rochva, then you're allowed to walk the entire distance of the city over here, and then v'yeshlo alpayim chutz le'ir l'tzofen l'dorim, and then you view over here how far you can go in the north and south direction, the 2,000 amos that you get from the end of the city. Afo pi she'en lo rochav kol kach neged hamokum shekonu bo erev. If I understand correctly what this means, he's telling us that even though if you had your dalet amos from your mokum shvisa, you wouldn't get to extend in such a long distance, but since you're swallowing up the city over here, you're allowed to go 2,000 amos to the north, 2,000 amos to the south over here, because that's the end of where your tchum is, so you can still go up that distance in the other direction. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkon Yud Ches, and he tells us, Rotsu Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, the Avshta Kosavnu De'en Lorak Rochav Arba Amos Neged Mokom Shvisa. So even under normal circumstances, you only have the Dalet Amos, you're out in the field, so you only have your Dalet Amos, Mikom Mokom. However, in Paga Ir Bitchumo, the Kosu Midosu B'Sofa, if you swallowed up the city within the 2,000 Amos that you have for your Mokom Shvitz over here, Nechsheves Kol Rochbo Ki Arba Amos, then we do view the city as being Dalet Amos, this is true that he gets the entire city over here, even if the city is very large. However, but if his 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city, so then, even according to the Mekel opinion of the Ramah, that we brought down Hanal above, Shevi'im lon be'ir, even if you're in the city, mutar lo gamkin leches b'chol ir, you can walk within the entire city, afim rochav har bimot, even though it's very wide, nevertheless, that's only because you were in the city. Mekom makom chutz lir, beyond that, af b'tzof of the dorim, in lo lahalech eleneged rochav midas techumo, going in the north and south orientation, you can only go from where your 2,000 amah ended, not throughout the rest of the city. The Mokum Shvisasa, only from where your Shvisa was. V'ad close Orech Tumo, until the end of your 2,000 amos. V'yemeir Rochbo, Arbo Alofim, V'arba Amos, K'midas Rochav Tumo, and if the city is exactly his Tum over here, the 4,004 amos, Ein Lo Letzofel Ladarim Negar Yer Klaut, then he doesn't get anything north and south of the city. He only gets from the Mokum Shvisa. According to the more machmer opinion of the Mechaber that we learned yesterday, if the city is larger than its tchum, he doesn't even get the rest of the city. Even in that half of the city, he'd only get up to the point where his 2,000 amos ends, and he'd gain the corners, as we said, because his tchum ends in the middle of the city. He doesn't get, according to the more machmer opinion of the Ramah, of the Mechaber, the entire city. Not everybody agrees with the Ramah over here. Mishum the Rabbeinu Yonason, based upon the Rabbeinu Yonason, which is Memenu Mekor Din Zeh. Mevor Lehefech, he holds the exact opposite. The Ainlo, Bitsof and the Dorah Meir Klum. You get nothing in the end of the city over here, north and south, only from your Mokum Shvisa. Rakim Meir Eino Rochel, Kimidas Rochav Tchumo. It's only if the total city is swallowed up within its Tchum. Shrochav Tchumo Achar. Milui Hakronos, who Arba Alof in the Arba Amos Canal, you're swallowed up totally in your 4,004 Amos, then, Oz, Yeshlo Gami Chutzlir Mitzof and Dorum, I can ignore Chutumov Loyosa. Then you'd get the northern south part going in the perpendicular direction. You'd get all of that. The Imayir Gdol, if the city is very large, Shirof Yosem Yerochav Tchumo, which is bigger than your 4,004 Amos, Av Sheba Yer Atzma Mutalech Bukul, even though within the city we said you can walk the entire way, according to the lenient opinion of the Ramah, Akish Gdol Kantuchi, even if it's as large as the city of Antuchia, Yacha Sheba Orko, Kolsi Midas, Bichutzir, since it is beyond your actual 2,000 Amos over here, so then you can't go north or south at all. Abu Bichutzir, Lutzof the Dorm, and Loklum. Ayn in the Bir Aloch, Mashik Othanuze, he has a long Arichas over here, and Dira Maschav Yeshal Alpayim, Ayn Sham. North and south, that doesn't include the extra 1,000 amah that he still has going to the west. That you go by his focal point. Likewise, Kmo Elif Rishonim Shem Litzad Mizrachi Yerushem Baruchav Arba Amos. On the other side, he has 1,000 Amos. V'milu Akros Baruchav Arba Amos V'lo Yosef Kein Elu. In the horizontal orientation, he gets the full 2,000 Amos. With that, we conclude today's share.